Now, listeners find this next item distressing, but an animal charity, a rescue charity in Cove in County Cork, is caring for a miniature pony found covered in dog bites and with parts of its flesh rotting. The pony was discovered yesterday in Cork City. Well, Kelly Mellerick is with My Lovely Horse Animal Rescue, and she's on the line. And Kelly, the photographs that you've provided to us, they are indeed very, very distressing.
They are, Christopher, yeah. It's quite hard to believe that the little pony went through what he's been through, you know.
Tell us about the animal's plight. How was he discovered?
We were contacted by a member of the public who found him tied at the side of the road in North Cork City to a gate. He was quite, you know, shook, and the condition of him was quite obvious that he was in severe pain. So we contacted the Department of Agriculture vet, Jim Hegarty, and Jim, on the basis of animal welfare, released him to our care. So we immediately got the transport underway, and then we contacted Tower Equine Hospital vets and just advised them we needed a vet ASAP and to be on standby. So as soon as the pony got to our farm, we had the vet ready to go, Dave Canty. And he did amazing work. Now, we were kind of shocked. The team at the farm were shocked at the condition of him when he arrived to us. There was actually a smell from him of rotting flesh.
And you talk about dog bites.
Yes, multiple dog bites. We believe this pony, you know, sustained a period of abuse. Multiple attacks. You know, we feel that he may have been tied by a rope around his neck. And some of the dog bite wounds had actually closed over, and so there were older ones, and then there was newer ones as well. So our vet immediately had to release the closed up ones, which, you know, a lot of discharge had to be released from the pony's neck, and then he had to get at the other bites and then fit like draining tubes. So that we, which will stay for the next while, just to allow any discharge drain, so he won't build up.
He's only 3 feet high. He's only a few. He's very small. He's called
he's
Mike.
Tiny. He's
prospects
tiny.
For a full recovery, very briefly.
We're very hopeful. We're very hopeful. The last 24 hours, he's doing well, but he's, you know, he's had various interventions now with antibiotic, tetanus. Vet work, and we've had to, early this morning now, we were washing the wounds, and we're going to have to work on a fly treatment to make sure flies don't get at him as well.
Well, the very best of luck with the care of Mikey. A terrible story from Cork.